Let's get to Friday Fun Junior as we have our second go around. Let's say if every 3 months or so we may dip our toes into this. I don't know.
It's been a while.
But DJ's in charge of finding some Dave Lane overly sexed up jokes.
I don't like this characterization.
No, and there's really no evidence to support it.
No.
So here's a 10-minute montage.
Well, it's just to highlight Dave's awesome sexual power when it comes to jokes.
He's got jokes, and they may or may not have to do with the privates.
And let me clarify, it's whittled down to 10 minutes from about 14 or 15 minutes of content.
Yeah.
We'll let the jury decide if this is a big part of the playbook.
Well, here's Dave. It may be different in the NFL because clearly they don't there. And I think they feel whatever repercussion there
are. Because head blows are part of that sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Here, I just think in sports right now that they don't mess around with this.
Also born to say I'm dead, John Bonham.
Bonham.
JB. Luckily, Jason Bonham's here to carry on his legacy.
John Power Bottom.
For a 10-year-old boy, beyond magical. So
the dream of Purvis Ellison coming to your city.
Pretty
a couple
much.
Times a season.
I would have taken whatever.
Did you boo Kiki?
That almost sounded like a dirty word.
And he said it really creepy, too.
Did you boo Kiki? Yeah, I wasn't describing it.
Yeah, we know.
A type of... Hey, Corby.
We know.
Dave.
Sounded like you weren't real sure of the word. You know, like a boo Kiki.
You know, like from Japan.
They're into that over there.
Oh, man. It's Friday.
No, I mean, I feel like we're all drunk.
Did you boo Kiki?
Elite rock climber Alex Honnell became the first to climb solo to the top of the massive granite wall known as El Capitan.
El Capitan.
In Yosemite National Park without ropes or safety gear.
We don't talk enough about that.
Has he ever climbed Hope solo?
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. She's like Rapunzel. She just lets down her folds.
Oh, my God.
A big Montana.
Dave.
There was a moment
big
when
Montana.
The crowd chant started, like, ref, you suck,
yeah.
or something. And I remember I joined in, and then I kind of looked at him, and he just shook his head no. Or maybe I looked at him, like, for permission.
Yeah.
And he just shook his head no.
Right.
I think my mom asked me, do you know what that means? And I'm like, yeah. I didn't want her to even suggest to me what she thought it meant.
Yeah, it means they blow donkey D's.
Mom, God. So lame. You suck, too.
That's Dave's favorite pitcher, by the way.
What's his name?
Dave.
Isn't that
Oh, yeah, it's Mendick.
Oh, that is Mendick. All right.
Okay. He got his jersey.
If only he was a featured speaker at the Poussey Library.
Oh, no.
What are we doing?
You need to... Well, this is as the curator.
Yeah, I'll get Mendick at the Pusey.
All right. Lock it in right now. You guys win the championship. You win this year and next year if you suck off Lucky.
To be able to walk back and forth across the Charles River, over to the stadium and their athletic complex, back into Cambridge and into the quaint little neighborhoods and restaurants and shops and the school.
And the Pusey Library.
And the Pusey Library, which Dave is now the curator of.
And Levitt Pavilion, Hayes Carl. At Texas Hall.
Country.
Mac McAnally.
Mac McAnally. Dave, that is not McAnally.
Maren Morris. She put out a Pride Month celebratory post and came out as bisexual.
Yeah, I'm very happy for old Maren Morris.
Yeah, she just divorced her husband. Now she's playing both sides of the fence.
Good for her, man.
Gays and lesbians.
Awesome. Again, Maren, if you would, A, ever want to go get some chicken, I got you covered.
Or threesome.
Jeez.
Now that we know this bit of information, I'm open to other
right.
things,
or,
too.
Or you do you, and I'll watch and eat the chicken.
Don't laugh at him.
Was Brad Pitt the hottest guy in the Trojan War?
No question.
Did Brad Pitt crawl out of the anus of the horse?
No, yeah. That was like, that was Jim Carrey.
Like Ace Ventura. I would much rather have Motor City than Regina's. Regina.
He'll never live that down.
Where did Regina's harvest their yeast?
Because
I think that has something to do with
it. There's probably lots of drunk men and women to hook up with, if that's what you're asking, yes.
Would that be something you would be interested in?
No, I'm a nice girl.
But it's game three. It's fun.
Yeah, what if they win? No,
what if we win? What if we win?
No, I'm a nice girl.
Oh, man. What a bummer. How about you, Samantha?
What a bummer. Are you a slut?
A nice girl. Sometimes.
Caitlin's got to be pulling in, what, 15 off endorsements?
Bro, that's more than that already.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy
that's
cow.
Why they all hate her.
I think she signed like 5 million with Always, or was it Tampax?
For real?
He's doing
Dave.
A bit. He's absolutely doing a
I
bit.
Believe him.
Put that in the montage, by the way. That counts.
I 100% believed him. Always.
5 million.
When I pull up from the logo.
6 different networks have now set records for their most watched WNBA games ever.
That's all we talk about.
And each game had Caitlin Clark in it.
Man, what a superstar and protect at all costs and all of that, right? Like, she's the golden goose of this league.
That's crazy.
Has there
man.
Ever
she
been a
league? Golden eggs?
Dave, I don't know if that's where I was going. No makeup, doesn't need it. Just kind of show up and look that way, and a very fetching woman.
I'm also a fan.
No
Felching?
Way.
Dave.
Yeah, I don't know. No, Dave, fetching.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
You were sure.
I had heard about things that were in JT's bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought maybe you were talking about some of their proclivities.
Great reach.
I don't know. Speaking of celebrity couples.
DJ, are you in charge at all?
No one knows what that means except Dave. We have to find out after the fact.
Yeah, he had to go to Urban Dictionary, and by the time he did, it was too late.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I Googled that.
Did you?
Now, when you...
Yeah, now you're going to be served up ads for straws.
When you have your fatal crash on the way home, and your kids are looking over the last thing you searched.
Kids don't do that.
Oh, yeah, they do. See what Dad was up to.
He was
pulling it up on his phone while he was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad
he also
died.
Searched Belk milk.
Yeah.
Dad died. Can we check his search history before we bury him?
You know what? Let's put the computer in the casket.
Yeah.
And just
let's bury him with this box of crazy straws he just ordered.
It will never happen.
We'll never see UNT win the
we won't.
National title.
I don't think so, Dave.
Nope.
I told him about
Mickey Mantle as a father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You pulled him aside.
Thank you.
You told him how he would go through the buffet line nude at the country club.
Yeah,
drag his balls.
What's the club?
They couldn't believe that I said that on the air.
Edgy radio. Was
yeah, it was like
right
the edgiest
now.
Thing they had heard, and now we say it all the time. So something tells me "sucks" was not commonly used.
But
in
can I say my nuts?
Oh, jeez.
We may want to get rid of
no.
macadamias, something no, like that.
And we dumped it, too.
Okay.
We caught it in time.
Yeah.
What
baby, I don't know. I'm asking questions.
You don't understand how taxing that is.
Hyman was busting his ass.
Would you stop it every time? That's the fifth time in these playoffs, Dave. You don't have to clap for him, either.
The goal was sitting there wide open. A toddler could have casually walked. And not been touched. If he wanted to.
Did he poke Hyman too hard?
You know it'll never end. You have to quit telling him to stop.
Are you writing these down at least?
Great.
So she went from 64 to 72.
What are her parents thinking, man? Her parents are probably 50.
Well, Joshua Zuckerman says she's an old soul.
Gross. All right,
with
Dave.
A fresh...
We're going to get that.
No, I don't know. Are we? I don't.
And we dumped it, too.
Oh,
we
man.
It.
Come on.
It's Friday.
I just don't
You still
think.
Want jobs when you get back.
Jobs suck.
I just think that was a little close to the sun, Dave.
It happens. All right.
I don't. All right, maybe I have a problem.
No, you don't. You don't have a problem at all. It's wonderful.
If the problem is content creation, then you have a problem.
I do like the intro and outro music befitting of a royal prince or something like that.
It's a beautiful symphony.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Holy cow.
All right, that is Friday Fun Jr., and that was super fun.
What a performance.